Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, as always, Lyle Swithenbank. You can give us a follow on Twitter if you'd like, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank. And if you'd like to follow the show, at HoopBallPels is the Twitter handle. You know, there's plenty going on over there, and if you want to give us a follow, got plenty coming up as well. Hopefully a few guests in the coming future. I've just got to organise them, I guess. So, where are we? We're back in the Smoothie King Centre this Thursday, I guess. It'll be Friday morning for me, against the Orlando Magic. But before we get to that, the Pelicans' win streak continues. A big defeat against the Boston Celtics last night. And golly gosh, we did it. We pulled it out. We went into the TD Gardens and pulled out 115-109 victory. The score does not give the guys credit because we're up by 16 with, I don't know, something like 5 minutes to go, and it got all the way back to 3 before the guys pulled it out. The bench were probably the difference, I think. Fantastic game from Zion Williamson. As always, Josh Hart had 15 and 15 rebounds. You know, the guy loves to gobble them. He was a real spark plug off the bench in 31 minutes. Brandon Ingram had 25 points, including a clutch dagger in the last quarter. And all of those haters saying that he can't score, myself included, in the clutch, well, eat your heart out. He managed to pull them all together. He shot 7 of 17 on the night, 8 of 11 free throws, 3 of 5 from 3. Had 3 turnovers, but you can live with that. 25 points and 9 assists, and he was named the player of the game. Really good game. Really aggressive, and down the stretch, he was really handy. You know, it takes a good player to recognize when your players are open, particularly when you're getting doubled or, you know, making that extra pass. It makes it easier for the guys. Another good game from Eric Bledsoe, who's really bounced back. He had 13 points, 5 assists, and 3 rebounds. 4 of 9 on the night, 4 of 8 3-pointers. And his range has started to come back. You know, everyone's been pretty critical of him, myself included. You know, very self-reflective in this episode, I've realized. But he's really pulled it together, and you like to see that. He's defending the best guard. You know, he was on Jason Tatum for most of the night, as well as going through a few different rotations in terms of Marcus Smart and a few different guys off the bench as well. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 33 minutes. He was stood in as in place of Lonzo Ball once again, who's still dealing with that hip flexor. Hopefully that comes back soon. He had 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. He's averaging just a shade under 18 points on 50% shooting going into this game as a starter. And all of a sudden, is there an argument to make sure that he starts and perhaps Eric Bledsoe goes to the bench? I don't know, but we'll get to that. He was fantastic as well. His three-point stroke is looking confident. 7 of 15 shooting, 46%. 3 of 9 from 3, particularly when we needed it down the stretch. He was there, and it's really impressive. Zion Williamson had 28 and 8. 3 assists, 4 steals, 11 of 22 shooting, 50% again, and he continues this meteoric rise to Hall of Fame status, and I'm calling it now. This guy is going to end up in there, barring a catastrophic injury, touch wood, and cross your toes and your fingers and anything that happens with that. This guy is going far. He's now 62 games or 68 games, I think, into his career, and this kid looks like he is just scratching the surface, so we're all very excited for that. Jackson Hayes returned from a sore wrist with 18 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and a couple of assists. He was solid, he was all right. And Kyra Lewis Jr. in 18 minutes had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. He was perfect. Oh no, he missed 1 3-pointer. Up for most of the game, he was perfect from three, but he hit 3 of 4 3-pointers, and that shot's really starting to fall, which I love to see. The confidence when he wants to shoot the ball, and it goes in. He's starting to get his legs under him, I think, and get used to the range, obviously adjusting from college 3-point line previously, and that's starting to look pretty good. One thing I love about him is his patience. He is really good at a change of pace, carries the ball up like a true point guard, and knows when to go fast with Antonio Daniels' roadrunner impersonation, insert that here, and he knows when to go slow, and he knows when to take care of the ball. So really, really impressive debut with this guy. You know, he's really started to come along in leaps and bounds, and his rookie season is looking really good, and the more we play him, I think the better he'll get. So what did we see from the Boston Celtics? Big, big game from Jason Tatum. 34 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. He literally did everything, 12 of 25. 5 3-pointers and only 1 turnover. He was pretty solid in 40 minutes. But again, we just matched him. We kept going at him. We threw bodies at him. Brandon Ingram's length troubled him at times, I think, as well. And all the guys we circled onto him without Jaylen Brown playing, it was pretty easy to focus in on him and stop the ball. And, you know, perhaps if we had to defend two of them, it would have been a different story, but I think we did a pretty good job. Marcus Smart was good until he got ejected at the end. He had 15 points. Kemba Walker with 23. Time Lord Robert Williams III had 7 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 blocks. Fantasy stud. If you play NBA Fantasy and you still pick him up, go and get him. But had a fantastic game. Pritchard off the bench with 11 points, and Luke Kornet, newly acquired from the Chicago Bulls, had 10. One bloke who didn't have a very good game was Orlando Magic's former guard, Evan Fournier. He played 32 minutes. He had 0 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 0 of 10 shooting, 0 of 5 3-pointers, and 1 turnover. He was atrocious. He looked like a shell of himself, and the ball did not want to go in. He was forcing shots, and even the good ones looked like they were nowhere near. So good for the rebound stats, but not so good for his first game as a Boston Celtic. So what do we reckon of the game? I thought it was good. I thought we came out pretty fast. If we have a look at the quarter by quarter, New Orleans started 32-27 in the first quarter, 32-28 in the second quarter, and third quarter was 24-26. Neither team played too well. There was a lot of carry-on, running back and forth and missing easy shots. And, we went into the last quarter up by seven, and then got to a 17-point lead with 6 minutes left. And then they started chipping away, and they chipped away, and they chipped away, and, I called it at 6 minutes. I said, don't count your chickens yet. These guys have still got one more run in them. And I was correct. We ended up dragging out a win in the end, a 6-point victory, but it was by no means simple. The final quarter, they outscored us 28-27, and we got away with it. So, we have a look at the team comparison. We shot 50% from the field. They shot 43%. 16 of 31 three-pointers. We love when we shoot threes. 16 of them. Not bad. They only shot 14. 32%. 14 of 43. Free throws 17 of 30, which was atrocious. A lot of guys left some free throws on the table there, and you hate to see it. Assists was a big plus, 30-21. Love to see that. So on 41 shots made, we had 30 assists. And I think, honestly, we need to keep that going. We play better when we pass the ball, when we move the ball left to right and punish the defense. It makes it really difficult to guard when the defense is constantly moving and having to rotate, and all it takes is one person's mistake and we're away. So keep that going. Free throws, I don't know, Fred Vincent will be, he'll be ropeable, I reckon. He'll be telling them off because the way he has been training them, he wouldn't like to see 17 or 30. He'd be pretty annoyed with that. All square with the turnovers, 14-14. And, you know, keeping it to 14 turnovers. Remember when we used to talk about having 20, 22, 23 turnovers? Well, 14 you can live with. Particularly when your points off turnovers, you win. We had 20. They had 18 points off turnovers. So look at us go. Improvement. Yeah. In the end, we're happy with it. It was good to see some people in Boston watching the game live. 2,298 was the final attendance count. And it was good. It was good to have a win. Now, what I did want to point out is the flagrant fouls were called in this game, which was good. Brandon Ingram copped an elbow from Jason Tatum, got flagrant call or flagrant foul one. And also, there was another elbow to Nikhil by Marcus Smart, and that was also a flagrant foul one. Now, elbows, I reckon, are probably the dirtiest sort of way to play basketball. I don't think if you got pointy elbows, you should put them on anyone's chin or eyeball or nose, or I think you should keep them down. Neither of those I personally thought were basketball moves. I don't think you need to throw an elbow above your own head when you're driving. But, you know, it was ruled just reckless, and therefore the flagrant foul one, if that had been intentional or excessive, then it would have been the flagrant foul two and ejected. The fouls for those were definitely justified. It was good to see. That's the first time I think we've had flagrant fouls actually called to our advantage. Usually it's against us, and you know, we've seen Brandon Ingram thrown out before for that very thing with the flagrant foul too. But it's good to see that they're protecting our guys for once. Little could be said though for the contact that Zion Williamson was subjected to. Unfortunately, he didn't really get a very fair rub of the whistle, and every time he went up, he got hammered, and we're continuing to see it. The refs were letting him play. Absolutely they were. But you do hate to see it. And I think you need to protect your star players. I think you do. You know, he's a big guy. But you've got to use the whistle. And if it means he shoots 30 free throws, well, he shoots 30 free throws. Learn a better way to stop him. But until they do, well, the league can keep suffering. And, you know, he'll keep smiling and keep driving and keep trying to draw the bucket in the end one. But it was disappointing. It was disappointing to see that they're not protecting him. But anyway, three key takeaways from the game. Number one, the bench kept us in this. The bench looked really, really good. I think with Brandon Ingram leading the charge with the second unit, especially when the first rotation, I think it is in the first quarter where Zion sits about the 6-minute mark, they came on and they played really well. And they brought a spark. You know, you've got Kyra on, you've got I think Nikhil might have stayed on as well. And these young guys with the youth. Um,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The youth squad, they look really good, and I like to see a bit more of it because these guys are coming along in leaps and bounds, and we've just got to bank wins at this point. Keep banking wins and drag ourselves back towards 500. We'll see what happens, whether or not we can get there, but it'll be really good to keep banking them and keep developing the guys. Key takeaway number two, we saw a few minutes of Wes Iwundu, one of the acquisitions from Dallas in the JJ Redick-Nicola Melli trade. We didn't see James Johnson, but Wes played 4 minutes and 33 seconds. He looked a little bit lost out there, but I mean, you're acclimatizing to a brand new system, so you can't really blame him. He looks long. He looks like he could have a bit of something about him, and I hope that we can unlock it. You know, if he can get the jump shot really good, I know that was a bit of a knock on him from what I've heard. If they can work with some good shooting coaches such as Mr. Vincent, you know, we could be uncovering another gem, and that'd be really good. So good. Hopefully we can get him acclimatized and a bit of James Johnson as well in some matchups, I'm sure. But otherwise, it was good to see him. Key takeaway number three, B.I. has probably been unfairly criticized. And, you know, he's the sort of guy that he steps up in the big moments. When he's criticized, he steps up and he delivers. And, you know, he took this half a step inside of the three-point line shot at the in the last minute or so. And I shook my head. As soon as he pulled up to shoot that, I go, no. And analytics will tell you it's a bad shot. Carmelo Anthony is now the 10th all-time scorer, and I suppose he lived like that. He lived one step inside of the three-point line. He made an absolute living from it, and, you know, he's going to be an Hall of Famer. Now, Brandon Ingram has unlocked that mid-range, and he knows when he's feeling good. I don't think he takes that shot unless he's forced to take it, and that one was one. He created space, he went up, and he felt comfortable, and he made the shot. Do we live and die by those shots? I hope not, but we should never be in a position to do that. Well, best laid plans and all that we'd never be in a position to have to rely on shots like that, but I don't mind it. And I like him saying, I'm the guy, I'm going to make this shot. I'm on, and I'm going to make it. And he does, and he buries him. And it's very impressive. So props to you, B.I. Good on you for having a real crack. So, before we preview the next game, have to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag, good friends of Hoopball. Use the code Hoopball when you sign up. You get a 50% deposit match on all of your deposits. I'm sure terms and conditions apply, so make sure you go and have a look over on the website, mybookie.ag, and support Hoopball and manscaped.com. Use the code Hoopball2020. H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L 20 is the code at checkout. 20% off and free shipping. Plenty of stuff over there. Go and have a look. tell them Hoopball sent you, because it looks good for us, and you can get some good stuff. So appreciate all of the support through that, and of course, go over and have a look at hoop-ball.com, the revamp website. It got a bit of a makeover at the start of the year. Plenty going on over there now, and new articles. We've got all the betting stuff as well. If you guys like a bit of a flutter and want to use our friends at MyBookie, we'll go and get all your tips from the guys over in the betting side of things. If you like daily fantasy, go and check all of that out as well. There's some awesome teams over there. All the other guys, you know, they're killing it. They're killing it. I think they've got the daily fantasy show as well, or NBA TV, going on over at YouTube. So type in Hoopball on YouTube and you can go and watch that as well. We do up-to-date reactions of things that are happening in the league, and, you know, all these guys are jumping on there. The Hoopball Discord as well. If you like Discord, you know, that app that you can go on and chat to people. So, yeah, go and jump on there and chat to the guys. Bail up Dan Bespris on Twitter about that. And he'll get you in there. And they've got subscriptions and stuff as well. You can get all the, like, premium stuff. I don't know. Go and have a look and see for yourself if you'd like us to be your source of NBA news, because there's plenty going on. Now, enough carry on. Back to the preview of the next game. So, we had a day off, and then we get to play. We get a couple of days off, I'm fairly certain. The next game we play is the Orlando Magic, and that is back at the Smoothie King Center. So, good to see the homestand again. Loving it. I don't know if this means we've got another big road trip coming up at some point. I haven't looked too hard at the schedule, but we're back. We're playing a revamped Magic side, and by revamped, I mean they've got no players left. They had a bit of a trade with the Bulls and got rid of Nikola Vucevic, who was their best player. Terrence Ross and Michael Carter-Williams are now their best player. They got Wendell Carter Jr. in return for Vucevic, but yeah, I don't know how much impact he will have. Haven't seen any of the results. The Magic sort of blew it up. I think their plan is to build around Fultz and Isaac when they respectively return from injuries, which I don't think is a bad plan, except, you know, they've scored, well, they got, they're 16 and 31. Danger game for us. You know, we play against bad sides. We tend to play bad ourselves. So this has got to be one where we protect home court, protect the nest, and don't give them an inch. We got to bury them from the start. They don't have any real good players, so give them a slap and get another win, because that is what we need to do. So, who do we need to stop? Well, I'll have a look at their last game, which was, I think, today. They played the Clippers. They beat the Clippers 103 to 96. So there you go. You can get beaten. Michael Carter-Williams had 8 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Wowza. He did a bit of everything. And all their bench guys were in double digits. They had 5 guys in double digits. So they're not afraid to share the ball. They went deep into the bench, and everyone played about 20 minutes each. So we've got to be prepared for fresh legs. All these guys are desperate to get minutes, so we can't underestimate them. This was a Clippers side that had no Paul George, but, you know, you still got 28 from Kawhi Leonard as by way of update. So we cannot go to sleep on these guys. We need to come out fast and give them a slap. Don't let them get a sniff, because what will happen is we'll then fall asleep, or they'll go on a big run, and we'll go in thinking it's easy beats, and we can't do that. Do not do that. So, real danger game, but hopefully we can get the job done. I have full faith in the guys. Hopefully Zion's 20-point streak continues, and he's nearing in on Shaq, I think, for most 20-point-plus games, or 25-point games, I don't know, 20-point games in a row, which was 25 straight. So, hopefully he can keep it going. So, I reckon I might put a pin in it. We're looking forward to seeing these guys. We've got another day off, so enjoy your rest from the Pels. We might try to do something on the... maybe on Friday morning. We've got Good Friday over here. It's Easter coming up. So maybe we'll do a locker room or something like that. I'll put it on Twitter. So if you're interested in having a chat with me, either during or after or before the game, give us a tweet and We'll see if we can tee something up. But I think I'll put a pin in it there. I don't have anything else to say. So, look after yourselves. Stay safe. Mask up. If you got tickets to the Pels, go and have a look and tell me what the vibe is like. And I'll speak to you then, Friday morning. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.